All right, 7:15 now. Tommy Tucker, WWL. A beautiful day ahead, a beautiful weekend ahead. Really nice fall weather. Highs today of only 65, and that's going to be later on today, like toward the end of the day. So it's going to feel really cool before that. The high temperature is going to be around 3 o'clock. Then if you look at tomorrow, highs of only 64, again around 3 o'clock. Tomorrow high is going to be about 68, then 76 Sunday, 79 Monday. It warms. Cools a little bit by Tuesday, Thanksgiving Day as it stands now. Looking a little bit warm, highs near 80, cloudy too, and then on another front comes through and it cools off by Friday and next weekend to the mid-50s. Eugene Green joins us right now, New Orleans City Council member. Morning, Councilman. How are you?
Good morning. How are you doing? And good morning to your listeners.
Thanks for taking the time with us. Unfortunately, there's some violence in the city. You want to start with the second line shooting? And for people to me, Eugene, and I'll say this, that say, you know, our second line's inherently dangerous, to think that you're going to stop doing this because some thugs, some knuckleheads, some assassins, however you want to look at it, fire indiscriminately in a crowd. That, to me, is giving up and waving the white flag, and that's the last thing you want to do. Your thoughts?
Well, Tommy, unfortunately, just yesterday there was a shooting involving some thugs who got out of a vehicle, and they're in the middle of the French Quarter, so you wouldn't close the French Quarter because you have these people who have no regard for lives, no regard for themselves, who hate themselves, and who always are inclined to violence. I was at that second line, and I actually attend a number of second lines. The Eric Paulson second line, for example, the Frankie Beverly second line, and many of the other second lines, the other organizations where the people just look forward to a day where they can do as on Sunday, have an opportunity to go through neighborhoods and see people. I was at a place where traditionally families gather and presented a proclamation on behalf of the city to the participants in the second line because it was so much an important part of that particular community, the Ninth Ward, the Desire, Florida community, and everyone was having a fine time. The weather was fine. The police were where they needed to be. They were before, during, and after the second line, and they were on the sides. They were talking to people. The people who committed that violence were just hell-bent on committing some sort of violence and getting some sort of revenge or retribution, whatever they were doing that day, and they just decided to do it right there on the spot.
Councilmember,
the people who do that.
Yeah, let me jump in for a second here if I can, because I get texts constantly from people saying, shut down the second lines, do this, do that, and I would bet that they've never been to a second line in their life. And look, I grew up here, lived here all my life, except for working in Vegas for like a year. But I've never been to a second line. So I think sometimes people are commenting on things, with all due respect, that they don't know a whole lot about. So maybe you could tell us what it's like. You've been to so many second lines, what they're like.
Second lines are basically, and I'm going to be as simplistic in my description as possible, they're just parades that don't cost as much and don't take as much to organize, and they go through communities as opposed to on a particular route. There aren't as many bands and floats. There are people walking who are just so happy to be part of a parade. But the most important thing is that they reflect upon a particular theme, and many times that theme is just to celebrate the neighborhoods in which people live. That's what we saw on Sunday past. And guess what? For anybody who wants to know, you can go to WWOZ.org and you can check online and see that every other week there's a second line. There's a second line coming up this Sunday. There were second lines this year, maybe 25 to 30 of them, at which there was no violence. And there was no violence for the last 2 years at second lines. The bottom line is that, yes, you can have a good time. But it also is important to recognize and be realistic. There are some people who have given second line such a bad name because they have shootings and they happen to be at open events. For example, we know that there was a Mother's Day second line shooting in 2018, and there have been others. But the bottom line is that there are tens to hundreds of thousands of people who participate in the second lines that take place all year round and have been taking place for many years. And there aren't incidents of violence. The Ninth Ward second line, the nine-time second line, this was their 26th second line, so they really don't have a tradition of violence. There's no violence committed by those who are in the second line. There's always somebody on the outlying areas who is just kind of inclined to violence, and they see an opportunity to take it. Look, there are some people who just hate to see other people having a good time. Mm-hmm. And the one thing about the second line is that you're right there on the streets. You're next to people. You're seeing them have a good time. If you're just so mean and ornery that you want to take it out on somebody else, the problem is that a second line is a great time to do so because everybody's having a good time.
Let me take a break, Councilman. Easy on that other radio station website, all right? No, I'm just kidding. I'm looking at it, and they got all kind of second lines. They got one coming up, the Lady and Men Buck Jumpers Second Line Parade Sunday. They got one coming up on December 1st, two of them on December 1st, December 8th, 15th, et cetera. And you can go to WWOZ.org and check that out. Look up Taking It to the Streets, and you can find out where they all are. We'll talk about the French Quarter shooting when we come back with Councilmember Eugene Green, 721 Traffic Now, WWL. 726, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Eugene Green, New Orleans City Councilmember, about the violence that recently has hit the city's Second Line Parade. Councilman, yesterday, you know, and I know some people like to pick a narrative and then try to find evidence to back it up, but the French Quarter shooting yesterday in front of Dickie Brennan's Steakhouse, this has nothing to do with Dickie Brennan's, and it reminded me of the Sparks Steakhouse assassination that happened in Manhattan years ago, and that was with the New York mob. But in essence, this is, as far as they know, this was a hit, right?
Well, this was basically targeted killings, a targeted shooting, and it resulted in a killing. It's happened so often in the city, and also just in general, that there's so many times that the crimes are committed by someone who knows someone else. And I don't want to jump to conclusions relative to the victim. So I'll say this, at the end of the day, I do express my condolences to the families of the victims. I do want to let, of course, everyone know what we have in the back of our mind is that it's not random. I just want everybody to emphasize that we should not alter our patterns in life because we think that, okay, we can't walk across the street from Dickie Brennan's. You can. We're going to try to do everything that we can. But society has to take a look at who is committing these crimes, and the punishment has to be significant in advance of some of these crimes. And I think that we'll look at it and we'll see it was, again, somebody who was on some ankle bracelet or somebody who was in the system many times. I'm not going to jump to conclusions because we'll come to that point where we get there when we get there. But I hope that we don't find the usual, that it was somebody who people should have known was going to be committing that type of crime, you know?
And along those lines, I'm glad you kind of cleaned that up, because in no way did I mean to say that the person that was the victim deserved it or anything like that. That's not what I was saying at all. What I was saying is it was a targeted shooting. It wasn't some kind of random mass shooting or something like that. And that's, as far as they know, it was the same thing with the Second Line Parade, right? Because it gets reported as a mass shooting, and to the people around the nation, it sounds like, oh, somebody opened fire with a gun indiscriminately. And while in a way they did, that's not what prompted the whole thing. Accurate?
Yes, a mass shooting is four people getting shot. The bottom line is that. So
I'm talking about the connotation of it,
weaponry. Yeah. No. Okay. The bottom line is that, you know, it's a numbers thing in terms of the definition, but the bottom line is that it's not something where random victims are being targeted and that there's a mass shooter taking aim at random victims. The bottom line is that this was a targeted killing. Tommy, I do want to say this, that sure, in the city of New Orleans, we have significant problems with violence, but we also have hundreds of thousands of people who would have no inclination to commit violence at all. Yesterday was ironic that we got the message about the mass shooting while we're approving a budget that is supporting youth, that is supporting trauma recovery, that is supporting mental health first aid availability, that is providing resources for jobs that aren't even filled because we have so many jobs. There's just no reason for people to be committing any sort of the crimes that we see right now. We even have that violence interruption process as part of our budget. The bottom line is that the perpetrators of these crimes are people who hate themselves, who hate other human beings, and when they're caught, they need to be punished accordingly. When you put on masks and you get in a car and you go into a crowded area, you see your target and you're just going to decide to shoot anyway, no matter whether there are children around, there are elderly people, there are tourists around. When you are found, the punishment must be so severe that others will get the message that this is not a good thing to do.
And you for doggone sure can't get out on the street and do the same thing. Not you, Councilman, you know what I'm saying. Thank you, sir. Have a nice Thanksgiving. I appreciate your time.
All right, happy Thanksgiving to all, and thank you for this opportunity.
You bet. Eugene Green, New Orleans City Council member. It's Friday. We'll help you manage your money with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, when we come back. And the question that I posed this morning at 504-260-1870, the Oakland Heart Jeweler Talk and Text Line, 61st anniversary of the Kennedy assassination that happened on a Friday in 1963. Do you think it was Lee Harvey Oswald that acted alone? And I always thought that there was some kind of conspiracy until what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania. And that just changed everything for me, because I was thinking, if that can happen in 2024, in 1963, they were publishing the routes of the presidential motorcade. He was in there without a top or anything else. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all that Lee Harvey Oswald could have done that. But tell me what you think. I don't know anybody will really ever know. 504-260-1870, 7:30, time for WWL First News.